Okay, you're listening to the Krez Files podcast, and it's Saturday, the 9th of December, 2017. Wow. As usual, you can get the podcast over on my website, krezfiles.com. C-R-A-Z-Z, everything's over there. Lots of articles going up, videos, links to social media. You can get the podcast over at iTunes as well, if you want to. And lots going up. Thanks for listening as always. In now and ready to go. Investigative reporter John Rappaport back again with me today. How you going, John?
Very good. Very good.
Cold where you are, but keeps you moving. And just getting your website up here. Putting out a lot of info, John. You don't stop. Are you going to have a break?
I don't think so. Just keep on going.
Just keep moving. Yeah, yeah, the great articles. I wanted to get you on today specifically to go over something very special and important, I think. And we mentioned on the last show, it's your exit from the Matrix and Power Outside the Matrix. Anyone who reads your articles and you can get all your people can get all the latest articles from you on Krez Files. When you read them, you see down the bottom there's some links there to go to this stuff. So. A lot of people would be interested in what that is, so I thought we would cover it with you today for 45 and let you go through this because it's it looks like an important system and sort of your life's work here, I would say. And also, you know, you're such a a great researcher and investigator, and you seem like such a great guy, and you're huge all around the world, and very popular, and it's I much appreciate and thank you very much for joining me on these podcasts this year on Alternative Australian Media, what we have left of it. I'm out there in the wilderness, John. I'm out there in the woods yelling back to everyone, yeah. wake up, you know.
Right.
Trying my best. Things are getting quite spooky and creepy here, but you know, we can't. The only thing to fear is fear itself. We just need to keep walking through. And so I'm interested in talking, hearing you talk about this today. Exit from the Matrix and Power Outside the Matrix, because I think this looks like it gives people tools in a very positive way to do this moving through. And I've got a few special books, you know, those kind of books that you keep your whole life that you never toss out, you know, and it's not sort of new age information or anything like that. It's just real cutting through information about who we are and how to get our control back, because we're being sucked, our life force that's being drained away, and we're being used and abused. And I think people need to wake up and see what's happening in here and see that they have the power and that we can make change. And your information that I've read, you know, some of the articles that you put up that are kind of tied to this, link in with the information that I like to read as well. And that's how I know, because it resonates, you know. It's that sort of, sometimes you read information, it sort of resonates and you know that you're on the right path. So it looks very interesting. Why don't you take us through from the start, what, how you developed this, and then we'll go through how people can get involved and whatnot.
Sure. Okay. Well, there are three collections, and people can read about them at my site, nomorefakenews.com. The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, Power Outside the Matrix. So I started developing these without really knowing that's what I was eventually going to do. Oh, 25 years ago, I suppose, somewhere in there. I was researching ancient Tibet and certain practices of ancient Tibetan schools before the theocracy came into Tibet. So this would have been somewhere roughly 1500 years ago. And then in the early, or actually the late 1980s, I met a brilliant hypnotherapist in Los Angeles named Jack True. And he was my connection to get my first book, AIDS, Inc., published in 1988. But then as we began talking, I could see that he was on a similar track in his research on individual empowerment as I was. And so we began to collaborate on our research. He had actually stopped using hypnosis in his practice at one point with most clients because, as he told me, the new clients walking through his door were already hypnotized. So he felt his job was to unhypnotize them. And what he was talking about was buried deep in the core of the mind, there are programs and there are inhibitions, shall we say, and predispositions toward looking at life in a very disempowering way. But yet, within that same mind, great creative potential, great energy, great potential perception of reality beyond what the elites have been doing to program us. And so his whole work was about liberating the individual to connect with his own power, which was the basis of my work as well. Because all my articles on what's happening in the world and what's happening behind the scenes are really efforts to wake up people, not to make them depressed or to make them feel like there is no hope, but just the opposite. In other words, to see how reality is being built for us and then to flip over the coin to the other side and see how the individual can create reality beyond that for himself and for others. That's really the hallmark of my work. That's the basis of why I keep writing and I keep speaking and so on. So these three Matrix collections, the first, The Matrix Revealed, does actually contain several dozen interviews with Jack True and interviews with other former insiders, I would call them, people who have worked deep within the shadow government, the deep state, and so forth, who have defected and quit and agreed to speak with me off the record extensively about the nuts and bolts of how reality is put together by elite forces. This is more than just a gloss over or a brush over. This is really deep psychological material. In Exit from the Matrix, the second collection, I include a whole host of imagination exercises that I developed based on the work of the early Tibetans and also my collaboration with Jack True, and then work on my own. Exercises which a person can practice every day to gain more creative power. That's the objective. To gain more creative power to invent the reality that he wants, the future that he wants. Because imagination is where it all begins. And we are taught that at a certain age, we're supposed to put all that aside, that that's just a toy for children and fantasy land, and we have to get down to business and be very mature and adult and see our limits and be extremely practical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a distraction and a diversion and actually a form of mind control when you really think about it, because imagination is the way to tap into unlimited sources of energy. On the other hand, as I recently wrote, the lack of imagination or the lack of a person's connection to his own wide-ranging imagination is why he experiences a depletion of energy and feels fatigue, boredom, repetition, passivity, etc., etc. Imagination is the spark and the fire that gets someone moving in the direction of possibility, what has not yet happened, what could happen, what he might do, what he might invent, that is closer to his real profound desires. Everybody comes into this world or eventually discovers, usually early in life, that he has profound desires for his own life and future. And they are extremely inspiring and riveting and motivating and so on. Imagination is intimately linked with that desire. In fact, it's through imagination that a person becomes more fully aware of his own desires and the broad extent of those desires and how they can be fleshed out and envisioned and come to pass and manifest, etc., etc., etc. So, in Exit from the Matrix, I present exercises that a person can do every day, imagination exercises that reawaken those profound desires and reawaken the capacity to envision and invent the life that a person really wants, as opposed to a sort of a half compromise or full compromise, etc., etc. So the vision where that would go as far as society and civilization goes is if you had a large number of people, but really only a small percentage of the total population, who are in fact creating their most profound desires in the world and making them into fact, you would eventually revolutionize society. You would turn it in a new direction. Not through Congress or Parliament, but at the root, which is the individual. And rather than opting for one overarching future that everybody has to sign up for and participate in, which is a sham and a delusion, you would have a multidimensional future of society in which many individuals would be creating their own most desired realities. Not as isolated bubbles, but that affect other people and bring them in and show them what's possible. So this is quite a different vision of the way things could be. But it all starts with the individual and his own imagination and the power of that imagination to manifest what the individual truly desires. That really is the basis of all my work. And that has always been the basis of all my work. Mm-hmm. And then in Power Outside the Matrix, which is the third collection, I include yet more imagination exercises, but also a very long section called Analyzing Information in the Age of Disinformation. And the purpose of this is to show people how to separate the wheat from the chaff in the flood of information that surrounds us. How I have done investigations as a researcher and reporter over the years, some key things that I've discovered along the way, how to proceed, how to drill down on an issue and discover what really lies beneath the surface, levels and levels down, and come to the most highly probable conclusions possible, rather than accepting the information that just comes in without analyzing it and knowing how to analyze it. So this is sort of an advanced logic course in a way, but it goes beyond logic because, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever, we live in a world where finding precise smoking guns in every case of deception and conspiracy is not possible. So we have to instead rely on high degrees of probability. And how do we get to that? How do we attain that? That's what I'm doing in this very long section called Analyzing Information in the Age of Disinformation. And so that's just a brief kind of tour of what these Matrix collections are about. They're tools. They're meant to empower people. In fact, in The Matrix Revealed, my first collection, I include my logic and analysis 18-lesson course that homeschoolers can use for their children who are at about at least 10th grade reading level, or adults can use for self-education. And there is a teacher's manual, and there are there's a final exam, and there are examples, and so on and so forth. So empowering the individual, especially in the area of creative power, is my goal. That's what this is all about. And it's how I remain optimistic for the long run of our future, because I know that ultimately, no matter what form or shape civilization or society takes, it all really does come back to the individual. That can never be avoided. And that's the whole point. If I were only in my work trying to nail the bad guys, so to speak, and expose all the conspiracies, if that was the end all and be all of my work, by this point I would have stopped, because I've been at it really since 1982. But because I have all these other bottom line motivations that I've just been talking about, I feel committed and dedicated to continuing all of this work, because I do have a positive view of the future, no matter what befalls us, regardless of who's in power and what they're doing and so on and so forth. A good reading of history tells us that there always arise individuals who go against the grain and who manage to wake people up and stimulate in them their own capacity to invent the future. This cannot be stopped, no matter what. I don't care how sophisticated the means are to stop individuals. People have been in extremely dire circumstances before in history, and somehow, because of certain individuals, they have been able to wriggle their way out into a better time. This is going to continue to happen no matter what. That's my reading of history. It's not all doom. It never was. And in fact, the actual meaning and major thrust of history for many centuries has been to liberate the individual from the collective, from the mass, from the group, from tyranny. And you can see by reading history how this struggle has evolved and how it won its very improbable victory. Now we're faced with a counter-revolution in which prophets and false prophets want to take the individual back into the collective, into the group, promising the moon, promising utopia around the corner, promising, a perfect socialistic state in which everybody's happy, etc., etc. And I spend a great deal of time puncturing holes in that whole intentional delusion and waking people up to the fact that this is, in fact, a counter-revolution that is trying to sink the individual once again back into the group, the mass, the collective, when history tells us that the real struggle and battle has always been the reverse. So my work is always aimed at the individual for the individual. And that allows me to get up every day and to feel motivated about doing what I do. So that's my opening shot on what this is all about.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. It's a lot in there, John, for sure. This is huge what you're offering. I'm just sort of looking into it now. It's a big program for people to get. I mean, it's not something that you can really, I don't see much like this that you could access, you know, to get this amount of information. It looks so interesting.
I occasionally characterize it as I'm standing in for an educational system that doesn't exist.
That's right. Yeah.
So people could look at this like, okay, I'm going to get my PhD in self-empowerment.
Mm.
And so therefore, this isn't just, I'm going to spend a few hours on this. No. This is what you should be able to get if there existed a university where you could, progressively work over a period of years on really getting the tools for self-empowerment, especially creative self-empowerment and logical self-empowerment. So that was my objective, to present something that would be that substantial so that a person could say, okay, I'm going to start to dig into this material. There's both audio and text in all of these three collections. And to go over the material many times and to do the exercises and to study and work in just the way that you would assume in a reasonable society, this would be available to people who are going to college or university, but it isn't. And so that was kind of my framework. I'm not saying to people, yes, you spend 5-10 hours on this and it's all good and everything's fine. No, this is the kind of thing where you really dig in for the long term and you make progress and you keep on working and making progress and liberating yourself and your power and your imagination and so on over the long term.
It's a huge program saying here, John, 250 megabytes of information, over 1,100 pages of text, 10.5 hours of audio MP3. The two bonuses alone are rather extraordinary, you say. So there's bonuses here. Also, you mentioned the heart and soul of the product being interviews that you conducted with Matrix insiders who have first-hand knowledge of how the major illusions of our world are put together. And going back, there's a book on this that I keep close to me that I always will, about this illusion, as they say in the Matrix movie, that's been pulled over our eyes to blind us from the truth. It's really incredible, our day-to-day lives and how we live it. And this is all about going into propaganda and everything like that. So I was just reading it before. It's a massive program. And, of course, there's three. The Matrix revealed, can people add this to their card on your website? It's $125. Is that for the three of them? What's the...
No, that's for the... That's each the one is...
Each chunk?
That's each Matrix collection is sold at that price. The Matrix... The sequence that I assembled these in was first The Matrix Revealed, then Exit from the Matrix, yep, then Power Outside the Matrix. That's the third one. Yep. So you could consider these, each to be, let's just say you said, okay, so this is going to be a year's worth of study, The Matrix Revealed. And... then so is Exit from the Matrix, and so is Power Outside the Matrix. Actually, the exercises, the imagination exercises you could do for the rest of your life every day for 15 minutes, half hour a day, and many good things can happen as a result of that, many good things. So you could put that up against, let's say, going to a major university where the, at least in the U.S., the expense would be, $40,000 a year to be brainwashed and so forth.
Drink beer.
And kicked around. So that's kind of the setup.
I know it's off topic, but I was just walking around the mall the other day, John. They had these, designer T-shirts worth $50 each for a T-shirt. Yeah. And here you're offering each block for $125, it's something I might start into later for my little one, because I don't want to for her to go to school here, especially with the, the gay marriage laws pass, because to me it means something completely different. I think they're already starting in the schools to brainwash, to confuse them about their sexual identity and all of this. That's what's happening. All the gender politics are going to come into now and the confusion, and they're going to wrap all our children up in this Marxist gay and lesbian, transsexual, bisexual red tape so they can't even talk to each other anymore. And I don't want her involved in this so-called education system, because I see them as concentration camps, open-air concentration camps. And I think they're just full of bullies, and the universities, to me, aren't much better. And these people who go through universities, great, good on them. I'm sure they're a hell of a lot smarter than me, but, I'm sort of looking for when my little one gets older for a program to do with her and even myself as well. And I think this is such a great thing, and that's why we wanted to make people aware more of this today as well, so they could get access to something such a great price. And how can you put a price on this information, John? You can't. But of course, you have to survive as well, and this is a great way for you to be a researcher and be comfortable and get this out. So it looks like an amazing tool, but it's a big project. I wouldn't advise people to rush, John. I think you said, yeah, I think I'd look at probably each chunk taking a year. And what's $125 for 1 year? I mean, of your life to research this. But I think with this stuff, you always got to take it slow. You can't just read through it. You got to read between it, and you got to read right through it. You know, you got to spend time on this kind of information, because it resonates, and people might want to go back again and again and go over things. So it looks like a very, very big course. How do you suggest, John, people who, for example, may be interested in what we're talking about here today, or maybe just starting to see this illusion that's been pulled over their eyes, how do you suggest they go about this material in the best way possible, and getting
it? Well, I would suggest, first of all, they can order all of this at nomorefakenews.com. And I would suggest that they start with The Matrix Revealed. They do the logic course that's in there. They read all the material. They listen to the audio. This is all, by the way, digital. So the ordering of it, there's no physical shipment. You order, you then get a confirming email with a link to the material. It's for your personal use only. And you load up the material onto your computer, and you begin at the beginning, and you just go all the way through the material once, and you do the logic course. And then you go through the material again, and you find, wow, you know, this is there's new things. I mean, I get this from people all the time that I hadn't realized before, hadn't really picked up on, hadn't seen before, and I keep going through the interviews and so on and so forth. And you make notes that are useful to you as you go, just as you would if you were really studying a course that was vital to you and interesting and self-empowering. You would be making your own notes alongside the material that you're going through. And eventually you would then go and, order the Exit from the Matrix, which is the second one, and you would do the same with that, only now there are exercises specifically to do, which you would do. So you go through the material of each one of these, you know, several times at least.
This is good just for
like you would do.
Homeschooling, John,
yeah,
as well. That's
absolutely
what I was saying before.
Yeah, in fact, a number of people have ordered Matrix Revealed so that they could teach their kids the logic course, which is, you know, very useful.
You know, the Victorian government, who are the ones who are bringing in the doctors in schools that I told you about, and pushing the whole mandatory vaccination issue, and now they're talking about making children going to primary school fully vaccinated, all of this. But these same criminals in power there, they're talking about getting into, they want to know what people are teaching in homeschool, you know, parents mm-hmm. at home privately with their kids. They want to know, I think they're going to bring out something where they want to log and monitor what you're teaching your children at home and see if they agree with it or not. And then they're going to try and probably snuff that out, you know. I think that's something they don't like, that you're at home doing your own business, you know, with your own children. But, you know, while we still have this freedom to have our kids at home and teach them, I think it definitely a good block for the whole family, really, you know.
Exactly. And the homeschooling movement, to me, is now imperative. I mean, maybe at one point people thought, well, this is a good alternative. I now think that it's imperative.
Absolutely.
Because of many of the things that you and I have talked about that are happening in schools. So homeschooling, regardless of what society does about it, can still take place. It can take place in different forms and different ways, whether it's a complete substitute for public schools, or whether it's, added on in order to reverse much of the brainwashing. whatever, parents have to take an active interest in educating their children, because if they don't, they're just handing over their children to the state on many levels, which has really become the purpose of public education, and even private school education in most cases, is to do that, to say, well, we want you to fill our children's minds with whatever you want to put in there, which to me is one of the most reckless decisions that a parent could make in these times. This is, you know, a lethal kind of surrender. Yeah. So, you know, in America, the homeschool movement has expanded very well, but there are still people, and I have talked to a few of them when I spoke to people about my logic course in the homeschool movement, who basically said that they were homeschooling their children with the same materials taught in public school, except they were doing it at home, and that the county that they lived in was paying, you know, giving them these materials for free. Well, you know, I said, well, what's the purpose of that? Why would you want to do that? And the answer was usually something like, well, you know, it's easy because we've got all the materials, so we can just teach from that. Yeah, but then you're now on their side. You're teaching your children what they want your children to learn. Real homeschooling is when you break through all of that and realize that education is a much bigger word than schools would, you know, admit. It takes in a great deal more, and it's extremely important if you want to raise a child that is free, independent, responsible, intellectually capable, courageous, creative, all the qualities, ethical, that you would want in any human being, much less your own child. How do you accomplish this? Well, nobody said it would be easy. It's never been easy, but it can be done. And schools, as far as I'm concerned, are not the place to do that. That system is now completely rigged for political reasons. So that's yet another reason why I developed these matrix collections. But the primary goal is to empower the individual. That's what it always comes back to, which should be the goal of education. And I've written before a number of articles about individual power. And in several of those articles, I said, look, why do you think that at the formation of the American Republic, the founding documents severely limited the powers of central government? Well, first, because the founders had experience of what happened in Europe under tyrannies and kings and theocracies and so forth, but also because the implied goal was the liberation of the individual from the state. That was the whole point of these documents and the founding of the American Republic. So therefore, you would think that somewhere in the United States, a college or a university was teaching a serious course called individual power. But that would be laughable. No college, with the exception of maybe one or two, maybe, would dare offer a course in individual power, even though that was the essence and the core of what the American Republic founding documents were all about. No college would dare to offer such a course. There would be riots and protests of all kinds, and professors screaming and shouting about how this is fascism, etc., 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 which tells you what the real agenda of these colleges and universities is all about. So that's what my Matrix collections are all about, empowering the individual to achieve the highest possible potential of his or her own mind and creative power and desire in the world. That's what it's all about. That's why I did it. That's what I'm committed to. And of course, I knew that no school would ever be interested in teaching this, and it wasn't designed for a school. It was designed for the individual on his own time, to dig deeply into the material. That's the whole idea behind it, and that's how you can see the comparison between that and the educational system, which is completely bankrupt now. Completely bankrupt.
Yeah. Is there any more? Are you going to be adding on to this, or it's just the three? Is there any more coming to be added on?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a possibility at this point, I would say. My commitment is that I would only do it if I found enough if I found enough material that I hadn't already included in any of the other three. Mm-hmm. So I have to, and I've been thinking deeply about that for a long time. So if I decide, yes, there is quite enough for yet another Matrix collection, then I will do it. But that's sort of a work in progress, let's say.
Yeah, it's divide and conquer, isn't it? It's amazing always to me how quickly nowadays people are giving up their giving themselves up and their children, everything, you know, to this system, you know, the medical system and schooling, without even thinking about what's being done to them, you know, at all. They're just only too willing to give it up without a second thought now, without a blink of an eye, you know. It's always amazes me that people are not critically thinking for themselves and stepping back, you know, and analyzing things more. We're just blindly walking into it and walking around inside it every day of our lives, and we don't know what's going on around us as the walls get closed in on us, John, tighter and tighter. And I've mentioned a lot, it seems like the Stockholm Syndrome to me. It just seems like that whole capture bonding where people are having this kind of delusional relationship with their governments and media and everything, and they're just being spoon-fed rubbish on a daily basis. You know, their kids are being damaged and brainwashed. This system has no care for them whatsoever, but they seem to work so hard to protect this this system, the very system that is really their enemy. But I think it all comes down to the individual, and I think a lot of people are starting to realize that one, John, you know?
Yes, and you know, what you just said reminded me of something else that I wanted to point out, and that is, these collections are also for individuals who have, let's say, penetrated to a certain deep level in discovering what's really going on in the world, but then they find that what's next? You know, that big question comes up. I've now seen through some of the illusion. I've discovered some deep truths that are buried. But what's next? What do I do now? And that's the other piece, because I know from personal experience, because I've done so many talks and lectures and so forth over the years, that there are large numbers of highly intelligent people who come to that point where they don't know where to go next. And some of them even question whether it was such a great idea to penetrate the illusions and see what's really happening, because they now believe that they're less happy than they were before when they were completely stuck in the delusion. Well, I'm familiar with that situation, and that is also part of the reason why I put these three collections together, because there is an answer to the question of what's next. And that answer has to do with empowerment of the individual. It has to do directly with that. So that the individual not only feels that he's been able to discover truth buried beneath lies, but feels that he has the power to do something significant now, which is absolutely essential. This is not a situation where you want to go halfway and then get stuck and then get depressed and then get feeling hopeless. That's not the objective here. That's only, you know, part of the journey. And some people don't get that because they don't see where to go next. So they feel that the journey is over. That is not true. You know, it's like the old legends of the errant knight who goes out on his mission, whatever it might be, which is a kind of an archetype for many stories. And at some point he crosses a threshold and now is faced with a kind of a huge mystery. Where am I? What's happening? What's going on? My training doesn't seem to have prepared me for where I've come to. And what do I do? And how do I deal with the questions that are now surfacing? And this story is told in many different ways. Well, the rest of the story is the rest of the story of the knight's journey. That journey is not over. That's phase one of the journey. The rest of the journey is all about how the knight is able to empower himself beyond anything that he has yet been able to accomplish in the face of new situations, unfamiliar situations, situations that he had not been prepared for. And he does. And he does. That's the rest of the story, which is rarely told, and it involves the power of the individual, the power that is untapped, the potential that remains untapped, unaccessed. That's what this is all about. That's why I put these collections together, because over the years I've seen how that works in a very, very positive way, in a very, very inspiring way. And people need to find that for themselves to empower the rest of the journey, because it isn't all negative by any stretch of the imagination. That's just part of the phase. So wanted to make that clear as well.
Yeah, very well said. Well said, John. It's very important, and great show today. We will plug out now, and I'll just say to people, don't be intimidated if you're new to this. There's no better time than right now to start. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. You know, we're locked in this system where we're always constantly worrying about the time, you know. And I understand, you know, we've always got to be at appointments and work and time. It's 9 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock, you know. You know, when you look at the numbers, and you know, if you just, you know, if you look at you know, trying to give a proper example of what time means by not using numbers, it's very hard, you know. I mean, how old is a glacier? How old is an old tree? You know, I mean, you know, I think we're just too worried, John, and instead of we're too worried about the what we did in the past or what's going to happen, instead of just living in the moment, in the now, that's where we need to be right now. And so it doesn't matter how old people are or where they are in this life or anything like that, or if they're just getting, if they're just learning this sort of stuff, I think they can plug in at any time with this material and start, because you know, you have to make that change right now in this moment. Don't think about it. That's what I always say, you know, just get up tomorrow and still get up in the get up today like I did and just do it. So I think that I know when I've spoken to people, when they see material like this, they just don't know where to start, and it can be a bit intimidating. And I understand that, because it's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new world that can be opened up to them. But I think once you start, you know, getting into this, it'll become easier for folks. Can folks email you at all if they have any questions about purchasing the system?
Sure, absolutely. The letter Q J R Press PRESS at gmail.com. Q J R Press at gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah, I guess for some, John, it might be a very important purchase for them, and they might want to ask you something just a bit before that. Yeah, but it's out there. It seems to be doing very well, and I'll put it, the Matrix Reveal, which is the first one up with the podcast today, and there's a little video there of you discussing this system as well. So that'll go out on my end. I'll just do the best I can to get information out. My website's really a big news feed now, John. That's what I feel is important.
It is.
Not
it
just
is.
Commenting in Facebook and all this and stuff. I feel like it's, you know, because people are very busy, you know, and they might want alternative news, and you've got to go to different sites, and I feel like it's good to have one place where you can put up a lot of material. And I'm centering on centering on a lot of this kind of information that you're putting out. So it's very important as we go into next year, especially in Australia, for all the families out there who are worried and confused and feel like the system has just turned around and stabbed them in the back, you know, and they're starting to resent this. But you know, we can't. We need to find a more positive way to move through this. And they're trying to divide us all and get us all fighting on the streets. That's what they want as well, John, to confuse us and keep us our attention diverted. So I think we need a calm, smooth way to go through this with our families and kids, and to learn a new way. You know, I think this is where we should be at. And I would say to people, just take your time. If you get this system, take your time. Relax and get through it as well. So well done, John. That's all I could say. Well done.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Great work.
Your site is fantastic, and I mention it whenever I can to people, and it's a great avenue for people to find out what's really going on. So thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all free. There's no Google ads, no pop-ups, nothing. And don't ask for anything on anyone, really. So, you know, I do it all myself. And it's just a place to access information, I think. That's what's important. As I said, information. Allowing people to access information that they so desire. And that's their right. So, we want to keep that moving. And thanks for being on the podcast this year. I'd say we'll be chatting again in 2018 with you.
It's a deal.
Yeah, I'll be away at Christmas a bit, but I'll be back again, and we'll move through next year. And have done. So thanks for all your time in 2017. It's been pretty remarkable, and all the podcasts I've done with you, of course, are up in the podcast category on crazfiles.com, and people can go to nomorefakenews.com, your website, John. You keep pumping it out. It's very important information. Thanks again. You're a great man. I much appreciate it, and have a great Christmas with your loved ones. Take care of yourself. Stay sane. Stay happy, and we'll chat again in the new year, and I'll keep in touch via email, of course.
It's a deal. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too and the family.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thanks to John Rappaport. Great show. Great man. Great information. I will put the links up, of course, with the podcast. Check it out. Enjoy. Support the man. And chat again soon.